The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Market Show on Money Control. I'm Sheetal. It was a great day at the bourses yesterday, but first up, let me quickly give you your trading ideas before we examine in detail what happened in the markets yesterday and how or what to look for as opportunities today. So what are the trading ideas? We spoke to HDFC Securities and here's what they recommend. Surya Roshni is a buy. Target of 435 rupees, stop loss below 380 rupees. Return potential is 8%. Manappuram Finance is a buy. Target of 120 rupees, stop loss at 108 and return potential is 7%. Hind Oil Exploration or HOEC is a buy. Target of 128 rupees, stop loss below 110, return potential is 11%. But don't worry if you missed this, we'll revisit this towards the end of the podcast. But right now, let's look at what happened in the markets yesterday.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
So yes, we've gotten off to a good start with a new financial year, and FY19 began with both the Sensex and the Nifty showing gains of about 1%. The Sensex ended 286 points higher at 33,255, while the Nifty pushed upwards by 98 points, ending at 10,212, and this is above its 200 DEMA within a single trading session. All in all, it was a good day for the bulls, with the market breadth ending in favour of advances. The advance decline ratio closed at 6-1, and buying was seen across the board with all the sectors showing some good momentum, though banking saw some bit of lag, as was expected on the back of the whole ICICI story. Check out the podcast that we have on that story as it unfolds on Money Control Podcast. But yes, I'm digressing. ICICI Bank was the biggest underperformer, dropping about 6% by market close time. This is a 5-month low after reports that its lending practices were the subject of a police investigation. That is a story that we're covering on our podcast on Money Control as well. Both private and public sector banks struggled in the market action that we saw yesterday. So who were the guys that drove the indices up? Well, the pharma and the auto stocks. But we'll come to that a little later. Expectations of strong results for the quarter that ended March are also expected to play a role in what is appearing to be a bullish crossover that we are witnessing. In fact, MACD, and if you're asking what that is, that refers to moving average convergence divergence. It helps identify trend reversals, and it is suggesting that it is time to buy into the markets. Domestic investors are also looking forward to the RBI's first bi-monthly policy decision of FY19 that's going to be held this week, and the word on the street is that the RBI will hold on to repo rate this week after 2 months and maybe till next year, even though its monetary policy stance may turn hawkish in the second half when inflation and growth will gather momentum. So that is a cue that investors are watching out for. When does this meet happen? Well, on the 4th and 5th of April. This is the first such meeting in the new fiscal year. The other cue to take into cognizance with respect to how the markets are going to unfold this week, the global cues, SGS Nifty futures were pointing to a 10,205 opening in Mumbai. Asian markets were trading mostly down this morning. Japan was leading the losses in the region after US markets came under pressure last night from a drop in tech stocks and trade-related worries. So Japan's Nikkei 225 fell about 1.4% in early trade, and in South Korea, the Kospi slid 0.8%, while the S&P ASX 200 in Sydney dropped 0.5%. So those are some of the global market cues. American markets, just to go back a little bit, yesterday had a torrid day. On the first trading day of April, which is also the first trading day of the second quarter, the stocks tanked thanks to a combination of anxiety about a trade war, so that motive continues in our lives, and fears about the tech industry getting hit with regulations. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged about 458 points yesterday. Moving on, foreign portfolio investment in India sold about 689 crores from equity markets, while domestic institutional investors bought 413 crore rupees shares. And the overall net capital inflows of about 1.45 lakh crores have made FY17-18 the best period for the Indian capital markets in the last three financial years. That's a spot of good news over here. Now, over to the big news of the week. Now, this is one that everyone has their eyes on. The Reserve Bank of India has allowed banks to spread their bond trading losses incurred in December 2017 and March 2018 quarters equally over up to 4 quarters. And this is going to be a reprieve for India's state-run banks, which have been hit the hardest by trading losses from a spike in bond yields in the last few months or so. Now, India's state-run banks, which are already struggling under the burden of provisioning for record levels of bad loans, have been further hit by mark-to-market losses on their huge bond holdings due to a sustained spike in bond yields since July. So the RBI has instructed banks to create an investment fluctuation reserve to protect against an uptick in yields in the future. The IFR, as it's called, will be eligible for inclusion in Tier 2 capital. Now, currently, the banks are required to mark-to-market individual scrips in the available-for-sale or AFS segment at quarterly or more frequent intervals and held-for-trading or HFT segment at monthly or more frequent intervals and provide for net depreciation, if any. Now, last month, Credit Suisse warned that the Indian public sector banks could lose more than 200 billion rupees, or that's like 3.1 billion US dollars in the Jan to March quarter due to a continued spike in bond yields as they held more bonds than are required by the regulator. ICRA's data of 18 public sector banks additionally revealed that the treasury losses of banks stood at 5,600 crore rupees in H1 FY18 as compared to an overall profit of 31,100 crore rupees. Now, a quick look at the technical charts. The Nifty made a strong bullish candle on the daily charts yesterday, and the three levels to watch for are 10,100, 10,350 and 10,500 for key resistance levels. Now, if the strength continues, traders should expect modest targets of around 10,350 on the indices. It is advisable to ride the current uptrend with a stop below 10,100 on a closing basis and look for bigger targets. On the options front, maximum put open interest is placed at 10,000 followed by 9,800 strike, while call open interest is at 11,000 followed by 10,500 strike. Now, stocks with a high delivery percentage are Kotak Bank, Power Grid and Grasim. 164 stocks saw long build-up, including HDIL, Hexaware and OFSS, while 21 stocks saw short build-up, including Can Fin Homes, Jet Airways, IGL and ICICI Bank. Stocks and companies to watch out for today. Motherson has finalized a deal to buy Radel Automotive for $201 million. Now, France-based Radel manufactures interior parts for vehicles of customers. It has over 20 manufacturing capacities in 16 countries and employs about 5,650 people. And this acquisition is likely to allow Motherson Sumi to expand its presence in countries like Argentina, Croatia, Morocco and the Philippines. The other stock to watch out for today is Tata Steel, which has emerged as a frontrunner in the long Bhushan Steel bidding saga. And Tata Steel will pay 35,200 crore rupees in cash for Bhushan Steel. The remaining debt of about 27,000 crores will be converted into equity. And then, of course, there's no dodging the banking stocks. They will continue to remain in focus after news that the RBI will allow banks to spread treasury losses over 4 quarters, as we had spoken of earlier. And to recap the trading ideas for you, but do remember to listen in to the Stock Picks podcast on Money Control today. But here are the trading ideas. We spoke to HDFC Securities and here's what they have to recommend. Surya Roshni is a buy at a target of 435 rupees with stop loss below 380 rupees. Return potential here is 8%. Manappuram Finance is a buy at a target of 120 rupees with stop loss at 108 rupees and return potential here is 7%. Hind Oil Corporation, or HOEC, is a buy target of 128 rupees with a stop loss below 110. Return potential here is 11%.